Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Bethany Rogers.
Good morning.
And you are up and Adam. Have you had a class yet today?
I have not had a class, but I did have walk to school this morning.
There you go. And that's what we want to talk about, walk to school, because it's in process and hope it's going well.
It is. It's going really well. So far, the weather has been amazing. I couldn't ask for better weather, and the kids are really excited.
And so are the teachers, I understand.
Yes, they don't have to walk this year.
Not only that, they love having those kids come to their class that have walked.
Yes, they say that the kids are ready to learn. They're more calm, either more calm or more awake, actually. So they're ready to go, and they really appreciate the fact that we take the time to do this.
Mm-hmm. I think, Bethany, that there's even some research that shows that getting active kind of thing kind of gets your brain active, too. And so it's good for all of us to think about that, whether we're going to a class in school or just getting our lives on the road.
Yes, it's a great way to start the day. I know a lot of people say at the end of the day they're too tired to work out or go for a walk or something, but if you can get up and get it done in the morning, usually you're going to feel better for the rest of the day.
Are you still needing some volunteers?
I have to admit, we're doing really well.
Great.
National Honor Society took over 3 of my walking locations, and that's just amazing. They do a great job, and it helps save me a lot of trouble in finding volunteers. And also, my volunteers are amazing, so it keeps me from stretching them too thin.
And so they've done a lot of that, but there are all ages involved in terms of being a volunteer.
Yes. Yep. It does not matter what age. If you want to walk, please contact me.
And where are the beginning locations for the students?
Same locations as usual. We have 4. One is Redwood and 14th, right there by Nishna Hills Golf Course. There's also Pellet Park, the Community Building, and Sycamore Village.
Okay. So the volunteer goes there, meets the students, walks to whatever school. Mostly middle school, right?
Well, they go by the middle school, the Sycamore Village, and the Community Building do. Otherwise, we go to Washington because
okay.
That's where the little kids are at.
Yeah, that's true. They get really excited about that. I must admit, I haven't done it just recently, but I did do it, I think, maybe initially. And it was so fun to walk with the kids and hear what they were talking about and visit with them. And they love to visit with you.
Yes, this morning I learned that Hannah Montana is one of the favorite singers.
You just never know.
You never know.
That's right. So it's a way to get in a walk for the adult, but a way to kind of connect with kids and just have a good morning. Only
yes.
Done in the morning, correct?
Yes, and we are starting earlier due to school starting earlier. And also last spring we were getting really close from a couple of the locations. When the kids got to school, they felt a little rushed. So now we start walking at 7:15 a.m., which I know is early, but if you can please make it, please do.
Okay, and it's nice, as I recall, that you'd like some people you could call if somebody gets sick or something. So if you don't want to do it all the time, you don't have to do it every day.
Yes.
By any means.
Yes, those having backup is always nice because you never know if somebody's going to get sick or if something comes up, or even simply, as I can do, people forget things sometimes. So if I get a call that location is missing somebody, it'd be nice to have somebody
mm-hmm.
to call.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've been talking about Atlantic, but Atlantic isn't the only location.
Right. Anita is going to. Kurt J.D., he's the new executive director of the Anita Health and Wellness Center, has been really helpful in getting that going. He was so excited about Walk to School, big promoter, so they are going. They don't start walking, though, till 7:40 in the morning. They're a little later. School starts a little later. And Messina this time, they had to skip out, but they said they're going to be ready to go in the spring.
All right. So, you know, if you think, well, this is just an Atlantic thing, wrong. It's happening some other places, and you'd love to get Griswold involved too. But
yes, we're working on it.
Yeah.
So,
but I know it's a little both for Anita and Griswold, Anita Messina Griswold. You know, you've got those other schools and other towns, and so it does get a little more difficult, I guess. It's a little more of a challenge to get it worked out.
Yes, but.
I'm sure you get news about this across the state, across the U.S., around the world. This happens around the world, right?
Yes,
there's
it's
one day.
Everywhere. Yes.
And some schools are just having their kids walk in the gym or walk somewhere.
Yes.
So.
Yes, instead of some schools, instead of doing walk to school, especially smaller communities, if lots of kids live out of town, when the kids get to school, they'll just have them walk in the school, either in the gym or around the halls. And they even sometimes let the kids run in the hallways.
Whoa.
Which is fun because the kids never get to do that. Yeah. So that excites them. Yeah. And they do prizes and stuff like that, which makes it more fun.
Okay. So there's lots of ways to get the kids walking and get all of us walking. And talk about all of us walking. There were a bunch of people who walked on Friday.
Yes, yes. October 7th, that was the Start Somewhere Walk for the Healthy Estate Initiative. Very exciting. I say Griswold, Lewis, Atlantic, Anita, and Messina all participated in this walk.
Great. And then there were lots of other places. I know, like Heritage House, Molly. There were a lot of people walking many places besides those that you saw at the Trojan Bowl or some
yes.
of the other schools.
Yep. I even got to personally go talk to Lang Nursing and Rehab, and they were very excited to get their residents, invite families to come walk and everything like that. Very exciting.
Yeah. So that was one, 20-minute walk, 15 to 20-minute walk. But that's just the starting, because it's called Start Somewhere. So it was just the beginning.
Yes, just the beginning of a long process we're looking – I am looking forward to. It's very exciting. So.
And so we need to connect that to the Healthy Iowa Initiative.
Yes, and which also leads us into the Blue Zone Project, which I am – I almost feel like a kid in the candy store about it. I'm very excited.
Okay, talk a little more about Blue Zone. I mean, that first thing I think when I hear the word Blue Zone is the sky, but – maybe the sky's the limit, but that's not really what it's about.
Blue Zones, it comes from the book, The Blue Zones, which talks about the areas in the world where people live the healthiest, longest, and happiest lives. And so with Iowa wanting to become number one, the number one healthiest state, they want to start some Blue Zone areas. How we're going to do that, though, is by getting pledges in our community. If we can get enough people to pledge their support in our community and hopefully our county, we can not only maybe become a Blue Zone community, but a Blue Zone county, which would be amazing.
It would be. So what do people need to do to make a pledge to Blue Zone?
So simple. You can go to the Blue Zones Project website, and it's just simple, bluezonesproject.com. And when you get to that website, there'll be a part where you can put, I'm a citizen, and all you have to do is enter your name and your email and then your zip code, and then that is how you pledge. And that just means you're pledging your support. Very simple. Also, we're going to put up pledge papers, if you don't have a website, around at certain locations, like Hy-Vee, Heritage House is going to get one. We have one in Anita already, putting in Messina, Griswold, Lewis, at public locations. So if people want to fill those flyers out, they can just do that there, leave them there, and we will pick them up. Healthy Cass County will.
Now, is there a deadline like October 30th or something? Or I mean, I know there'll be a deadline, but it's not like tomorrow, right?
Right. No, we do have some time. At first, I thought it was at the end of October, but I got good news that we have clear through January to get these pledges. So, but let's do it as fast as we can.
Right. Let's do it while we're talking about it,
yes.
thinking about it. But, you know, it takes a while sometimes for the word to get out there.
Word to spread, yes.
So
yes.
If you've signed up, tell somebody else.
Exactly, yes. And I did hear that there is a way to send a text message. I cannot, on top of my head, remember exactly how to do that. But we all know how important text messaging is. And so I will, of course, be putting that up on the Healthy Cass County website. And I will be putting stuff in the paper. So please keep your eyes and ears looking for it.
And if they would like to call you?
Yes, you can call me at the YMCA. I say also I do have a cell phone, which is 249-8296, or you can email me too.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much for coming in, Bethany. This is just the beginning of a whole bunch of things. And remember, walk to school as well as Blue Zones.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Till next time, here's a thought. You may face many defeats in your life, but never let yourself be defeated.